Support for Food for Thought comes from No One. Not situated in the perfect vacuum of beautiful downtown nowhere, No One offers a wide array of nothingness for today's minimalist consumer. For no information, don't go to noone.com.
Say, Stein, did you see the fabulous meatloaf recipe I ran in the Seattle Times this week?
I don't know if I would call that exactly fabulous, Nancy. I will say it wasn't as disgusting as the roadkill possum I drove past this morning on my way in.
Thanks a lot, pal.
Well, what are you, serious? You're talking about a meatloaf with raisins and apples in it? This is the sparkler and parasol cocktail drink of meatloaves.
And you forgot about the curry.
Yeah, we'll let the curry go one way or the other. I object to the raisins in my meatloaf.
The raisins and the apple are what make this meatloaf so delicious to me. The curry as well, the powdered curry. Yeah. So, you know, I always hated meatloaf. I couldn't stand it until years ago a friend of mine made this for me. I made the mistake of saying I would stay for dinner before asking, and what are we having? And it turned out to be my favorite meatloaf ever, and I've been making it for like, I don't know, 25 or 30 years. It's delicious. Don't knock it if you haven't tried it, buddy.
I'm never going to try it, and I've been a meatloaf fan my whole life. But here's what I will contribute to this conversation, and that is a terrific way of making meatloaf that I got from Cook's Illustrated. What you do is you take a little raised wire rack and a rimmed baking sheet. You line the baking sheet with foil. You line the top of the rack with foil and punch a bunch of holes through the foil, and then put your meatloaf on top of that when you bake it. And that way all the grease drips down through the holes in the foil. You don't have a meatloaf floating in grease when it comes out of the oven.
Sounds a little difficult to me. I mean, so you're not using a loaf pan at all. You're just putting the meat directly on the rack that's covered in tinfoil.
Right. Freestanding loaf. I like to pack breadcrumbs around it.
And the idea I like that's new for us is this idea of making mini meatloaves or individual meatloaves. You know, you make them in little souffle cups or little ceramic individual containers. I mean, that, of course, goes along with your girly, what did you call it, a girly parasol meatloaf?
You're putting a tuxedo on a gorilla. We're talking about meatloaf here. You know what? Let me sing you a little song about what a meatloaf is, was, and could be.
I'm all ears, Stein.
Got a date with a meatloaf. Got a date with a meatloafin' gal. She'll bake me two and I'll eat both. She's my buddy, what a loaf-loving pal. She'll mix beef with breadcrumbs and the vegetable soup. A couple of eggs and then she shapes up the goop. Slam it into the oven at 400 degrees. Wait for an hour, I ask, is it done, please? Got a date with a meatloaf. With a crisp crust of ketchup on top. Got a date with a meatloaf. Gonna pig it till my tummy just pops. I know I'll regret it for the rest of my days. I'll use both my hands to stuff it into my face. Later that evening, I know without fail, I'll be bloated and groaning like a big old beached whale.
With KPLU food commentator Nancy.
Golden raisins.
Leeson. I'm Dick Stein. With thanks to John Kessler for the guitar work and apologies to John Sebastian.